Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Imagine waking up to a world that's as clear as your dreams. With Zeiss Smile technology, this is your reality. At Fichte Endel and Elmer Eye Care, our mission is your vision. Conducted by a team of expert surgeons leveraging leading-edge technology, our procedure is safeguarded, swift, and tailored to your eye care needs. Say goodbye to the limits of glasses or contacts. Embrace a world where your vision keeps pace with your life's aspirations. Contact us today at 800-309-2020 or visit us online at Fichte.com. At Fichte Endel and Elmer Eye Care, we are focused on you.
Code of conduct.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. I put in extra work that just can't be found.
Work.
I took the sword out, the stone wasn't a thing. Look me in my eyes, cause I'm a king.
I'm a king.
Look me in my eyes, cause I'm a king.
Yeah. King.
God made me punch in inaccurate numbers.
Yeah.
My castle won't crumble.
Nah.
What I tackle will fumble.
Yeah.
I've been a leader when they ain't see it, but now my feet
it's up.
According to me, royalty didn't end with King Tut.
Nah.
Crown on my head, clouds is at my legs.
Yeah.
Big says sky is the limit. I look down on the ledge. I push the bar like I'm opening a cell. Hands in my cookie jar, you won't come out with a single nail.
You
I need all of mine. The weight of my shoulders won't fit on a scale. What's a king to a giant?
What?
Well, Goliath fell. Even if we playing chess, dog, this king can't be checked. I make all my moves on the board, I invented my steps.
Uh-huh.
I'm a king of blood of a ruler, I feel like Mansa Musa.
Mansa Musa.
Make your squad disappear like landing by the Bermuda. Triangle, look at it from my angle. I'm a king, the closest things of being one of God's angels.
Yeah. I'm a king.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Crown.
I put in extra work that just can't be found.
Work.
I took the sword out, the stone wasn't a thing.
Dang.
Look me in my eyes, cause I'm a king.
I'm a king.
Look me in my eyes, cause I'm a king.
King.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. This is the Code of Conduct of the King podcast. I am your host, Jay Spencer King. And it has been a couple of weeks since I've been able to kick it with you guys. So I'm back and better than ever. Now I sound like Mike and Mike from back in the day. But I am back and I am, still processing. I'm still processing the loss that the Buffalo Bills suffered to the Kansas City Chiefs a couple weeks ago. And then now to see the Chiefs go on and beat the number one seed Baltimore Ravens, it just puts a bad taste in my mouth because, on every account, at least in my opinion, the Buffalo Bills had a better game plan for the Chiefs. They played better against the Chiefs. And actually, I think the way the game was called for the most part, I think the Buffalo Bills should have won the game. You talk about some big drops, not just the main one that everyone has been talking about from Steph, but there were some big drops and key moments where guys just didn't show up for Josh. And I feel like this is becoming a consistent storyline in the postseason for the Buffalo Bills. When we're there, Josh Allen goes and he turns into postseason Josh or Superman Josh, and he does all this stuff. He has no interceptions. He has 300 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, 1 on the ground, and all, like, he just has these amazing games. And in the biggest moments where he needs his guys to show up, they don't. And then the defensive line, all season we've been so happy about how Ed Oliver has outplayed his contract. He's outplayed his contract for the season, and we've been so happy about it. But when you show up in the biggest moment of the year, being the playoffs at home against the defending Super Bowl champions, Ed Oliver's not there. We don't get the same push from the defensive line that we've been seeing. Even when we lost Daquan Jones, getting him back for this game, the line just didn't do what we expected. There was some Von Miller positivity in there. He made some plays. But it just all in all, it wasn't enough. So it's still, like I said, it's heartbreaking. It's something that I'm still trying to process personally, just as a fan, because you get to that point where you almost get numb from the heartbreak. So I'm not like I'm not down. I haven't been. I know some people really, it ruins their weeks. And, you know, my heart goes out to all of you that's that invested. But it numbs when you go through this every year now. I can only imagine. I was a young child. In the 90s, when the Bills, I was born in 86. So, you know, when the Bills were going, you know, I'm like 5, 6, 7, you know, I'm a kid. So my investment was more so, it was in my parents, in my uncle's investment. I cannot imagine the heartbreak of 4 years in a row at the Super Bowl and losing, because I'm tired of losing to Patrick Mahomes in the divisional round. I'm tired of, you know, so I couldn't even imagine getting past the AFC championship to make it to the Super Bowl. And this happens again and again. But I'm still confident. And this is why I'm saying it kind of numbs it, because there's part of me that's like, I get it. We're in a part of history right now when you have a quarterback in the NFL, similarly to 2 decades ago when Tom Brady was at the height of his career and he dominated for 2 decades, 6 championships out of it. It kind of looks like now the future has to be the future. We don't know. Games have to be played. Seasons have to be played. But the trajectory that he's on, if the Chiefs can somehow figure out how to replace Travis Kelce when his time is up, and if the Chiefs can somehow figure out how to get, and they can, it's receivers in the draft every year now. And I mean, good receivers. You got guys coming out the league as round 1 picks, making round 2 picks, 3 and 4. You got guys deep in the draft making real, like just a major difference in these games. And if Patrick Mahomes was able to get a guy that was more consistent than what they've had this season, we probably wouldn't even have been as, you know, like the way the season has gone for the Chiefs, that offense has not been the strength of the team. And when you're used to seeing Patrick Mahomes, over the years that we've seen them, it's been the offense. And then the defense just had to make plays here or there, and they did their thing. But this year, the defense was the strength of the team. So what I'm saying is going forward, yes, maintain that defense. But if the Chiefs figure out how to replace that Travis Kelce production when he decides to hang him up, and then if they can get him a couple receivers like they had, and it doesn't have to be Tariq Hill level of talent. They just need – last year with Juju Smith-Schuster, you saw a huge difference in what the offense for the Kansas City Chiefs looked like versus this year. And what bothers me about that is that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and the rest of that team, they just figure out how to win. They win in a very ugly manner, but they win, and then they get to the playoffs, and then they win. I was so confident as a Bills fan going into that game that we would beat the Chiefs, and not just out of the emotional aspect of it, of being a Bills fan. This year, I really felt like the defenses, okay, you were basically neck and neck. I felt like the defenses going into this game, it was a wash. We equaled each other out. I felt like offensively, the Buffalo Bills had the better offense and the better offensive game plan. That's not saying that I think Joe Brady was better or is better at calling an offensive game plan than Andy Reid. Andy Reid is a genius. I think with the team that Andy Reid had, he called a game that obviously helped him win the game, but they executed and the Bills didn't. I'm not even going to get on the discussion. I know the night of the game, I was very upset. I was very upset about Sean McDermott. And A, the decision to start Sam Martin in spite of a pulled hamstring. Now, some people got mad at me for saying that that's a boneheaded decision. Let me tell you why it's a boneheaded decision. When you're going up against a team like the Chiefs, who I just mentioned has a defense that sets them apart this year. They're a good defense. You're not playing against the Panthers. You're not playing against the Browns. Well, not the Browns. I meant the Bears. You're not playing against these teams this year that haven't shown up defensively. The Browns are an elite defensive team. I did not mean the Browns. I meant the Bears. But when you're playing against teams like the Chiefs who have good defenses, there are going to be times that you aren't successful. You're not going to go like they did against the Patriots a couple years ago in the playoffs. You're not going to score on every drive. It's not going to be a no punt game against the Chiefs. And when you recognize you're playing against a defense as good as the Chiefs are, I think you have to understand how important every phase of the game. And Sean McDermott does. I'm not saying this like he's dumb. Sean McDermott is a very good coach. He's a very good coach. It's just that he hasn't been able to win the last game of the year. And he's made bad decisions almost seemingly every year in the last game of the year. 13 seconds. We could talk about how the defense overall, I know Jordan got injured last year against the Bengals, but defensively, we just let the Bengals run all over us. For a top defensive head coach, that shouldn't happen. But this game, I'm telling you, that Sam Martin being active was a huge deal. It was a huge deal. And you signed another guy during the week. Now, I get it. Not everybody like Matt Hack. Whatever. Would he been a better option this weekend or last weekend than Sam Martin? Like, I don't even think you understand how much of a big deal it is that when you are stopped on your 25-yard line and you have to punt the ball away and you can't get back to your 50. You can't make it to the other team's 45 from your 25-yard line. And when you're doing that and you allow Patrick Mahomes to get the ball back at the 50, you give Patrick Mahomes a short field. It doesn't matter if the offense doesn't play well consistently all season, because in one drive, in one game, Patrick Mahomes can make a throw like we just saw against Baltimore to Marquez Valdes-Scantling that ended the game. I just don't understand the decision making. And then, because of Sam Martin being active and seeing that he couldn't punt the ball, okay, so let's get fancy with it. Let's do a fake punt to Damar Hamlin. I'm moving on. See, I didn't get to talk to you guys last week. So this is my moment to kind of vent. I'm done. Let's move on. We're moving forward. It is the Super Bowl, Las Vegas. Next week is going down. First, let's hear from our sponsor.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hey, football fans, the season is here. So you know that means family, football, and food. But for the NFL's best fan base, it can't be just any food. Bills Mafia only eats the best during the season. And the best is Picasso's Pizza. With 4 great locations in Western New York, it's so easy to treat yourself to the most flavorful pizza on game day. Picasso's. We are Buffalo Pizza. Shipping local and nationwide. Order online at picassospizza.net. All right, Super Bowl. Look, this is what's happening. Everybody knows what the Super Bowl is. We got a rematch that nobody wants. 49ers, Kansas City Chiefs. Aside from that, I know that's really the headline, so I can't say aside from that. But if you're a Bills fan and you're going to be in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl, this is something I need to make sure you are aware of. Okay, Stevie Johnson, Buffalo Rumblings, and a bunch of other great companies. We're getting together. We're doing something great. It's invite only. Well, it's not invite only, but it's a private event. So when you register, you'll get the address and all that stuff. I will post the information in the description here for the pod, and I'll even go on and tweet it out. So that way everybody has the link and everybody's able to get there. Listen, this is what you do. You go, you sign up, you make a donation. It doesn't have to be big. It's not an entry fee. What we're trying to do is raise some money for some good causes, for some charities. We are trying to do some good things for some young athletes to help them with scholarships and to help them spend or get into school, I should say. So that's the first part. You do that. But The entrance is free if you are a listener of any podcast on Buffalo Rumblings. So all you have to do when you get there is let them know to rock with Buffalo Rumblings, and it's going down. It's going to be a great time. We're going to be live. There's going to be a couple other things live. There's going to be a great networking opportunity. Everything about this is going to be dope. So get out to Las Vegas. I'll post that link. Make sure you go on there and make sure you let us know that you're going to be there. I can't wait to see everybody and enjoy Las Vegas. You already know what happens in Vegas. Not only does it stay in Vegas, but it's the best. If you haven't been to Vegas, you just won't get it. You just won't get it. I'm hoping my man Dan Freddy is going to be out there. Probably not, because it's not the Bills. But I know Dan loves Vegas a little bit more than he loves the Bills. And I know some people might say that's a stretch. I don't know. Dan loves the Bills. I know he loves the Bills. He's a fanatic. On one thing, he said, after his wife and children, the Bills are next. I don't believe him. I think if he could go and gamble that blackjack. Yo, first of all, Dan Freddy is like that when it comes to blackjack. I don't know. I'm going to ask him. I don't believe him. I think Dan Freddy is a little bit more in love with blackjack and Vegas than he is with the Bills. He will go to Vegas and leave out a couple million richer. I need to practice with him. I need some skills on the table. I don't gamble at all, but I love Vegas for other reasons, man. It's so much fun. All the parties, all the especially things like this. When I went last time to Vegas, it was actually for the draft. When the NFL draft was out there, when Ice Cube performed, and they had a bunch of stuff going on. So I'm going to tell you, with the NFL, you know, I know it's football, and I know people sometimes look at how much money they make, and they look at how much of a business it is. You don't understand it until you go to something like this. And if you get the opportunity to go, even if it's not to the game, but you just get to go and be around the festivities for a few days, listen, I encourage everybody to try and go if you can. I would love to see you. Like I said, so link up with us for the Stevie Johnson and the Buffalo Rumblings and everybody other collaboration that we're going to be doing. It's going to be a great time. Might have to try to get my man Stevie on here next week to talk about it before. And then that way everybody could be more informed. But it's going to be a great time. Now, let's talk about the game. Let's talk about the game. The 49ers all year. Now, this is one, and it's not, I don't think it's impressive, because I think if you watch football and you know football, you can look at the San Francisco 49ers, and it's pretty clear to me, top to bottom, that they have the best team in the league. Now, there's a lot of conversation about Brock Purdy. Is he a game manager? Is he not? Is he elite? Is he not? To me, I think it doesn't matter what he is. He's winning games, and he's not losing them for them. And when you have the talent around him that you do, and Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Knight, like the team that he has around him on offense, and then you flip it and you also have a dominant, just powerful defense, it makes it hard to lose games as long as you don't throw them away. And they protect him well, and they're doing a good job, and they're efficient. And then when he's not playing well, guess what? You got Christian McCaffrey that you can just – you could just go ahead and give the best running back in the NFL the ball when teams are shutting down your passing attack. You know, like, just go ahead and do that when teams are – they don't need a Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen-level quarterback for that offense. Kyle Shanahan, I know some people feel like he may get too much credit. He doesn't. I just want you to know, personally, for me, there might be, you know, two or three people that you might – throw into the conversation to debate this, Andy Reid being one of them. But I think Kyle Shanahan is the best offensive mind in football, and I don't think it's particularly close. Some might disagree. I've said before that the best GM in football and the best front office in football was out there in San Francisco. Shout out to my guy Greg from Cover One. He beat me up about it. He said, you know, you're giving this to them. And guess what? They made it back to the Super Bowl again, and the Bills haven't. Everybody wants to jump on Brandon Bean and say that Brandon Bean is the best. And I love Brandon Bean too, but guess what? Something is missing. Our wide receiver two position has been inconsistent. Defensive line, we invest money in it, and then it doesn't show at times. Linebacker position is decimated by injuries all year. That's not his fault. It's not his fault, but linebacker, safety position last year was decimated. This year, cornerback position, Trey went down again. And you got to, you know, now he did a great job going to get Rasul. And he did a great job with the things. But what I'm saying is, when you overall, top to bottom, look at it, if you look at the 49ers, they have the best roster. So I'm just going to put this out there. I'm at the point, when it comes to Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean, I'm at the point where I'm no longer going to overly support based on their past results. It's crazy, right? Well, Spence, they've been the most consistent. They've been one of the most winningest teams since they've got to Buck. You're right. And that is something that has now shifted and changed the way that I view, or now it changed my expectations. Because at one point, my expectations for all of this, we were excited to make the playoffs, right? Then you were excited for home playoff game. Then you were excited to make the AFC championship. Guess what? We're regressing. We made the AFC championship a few years ago. Not last year, not the year before. We made the AFC championship game a few years ago, and now the Bengals have been to the Super Bowl since. Like, this is, you've had Lamar Jackson now in the AFC championship. You've had, like, at some point, we got to get over the hump. And this might be one of the takes that everybody says, well, Spence, you tripping on this one. That's fine. I said earlier in the season that I was at the point where I'm saying the Buffalo Bills need to look for their Steve Kerr. And I mean that. So folk ain't got to agree with me this time, but I'm just at the point where I'm ready for a championship. I'm ready for a Super Bowl. I'm tired of seeing all of my friends. I got so many 49er friends. My guy, Jason Aponte. Homegirl, Gina. Like, I'm tired of seeing them celebrate. My people down in Kansas City. You even get to see the Chiefs wolf or whatever, the idiot that robbed the bank. He's winning money while in prison. Like, you see all of this stuff, and you see people around you get to celebrate these things. And the thing that we get to talk about all year, the thing that we've taken pleasure in now, is because we've been dominating the Miami Dolphins, and that's our rival. And we should talk crap. But at this point, man, I don't care. I care about the division, but I'm tired of talking about the Dolphins. I'm tired of the Patriots and the Jets. Like, okay, that's our division. We got to try and go out and get 6 wins every year. 4-2, 5-1. Let's win a division every year. I'm with you. But at what point, Josh says it after the game. He got the hat and he said, well, I'm looking for something bigger. This isn't, you know, we've been here before. Okay. I know what the team is saying. And I know I'm again, this is me just venting. I haven't even really talked about the game. I haven't talked about it at all. Not even the people that I love that I'm around. You know, I just haven't. I just kind of unplugged completely from it, and I just haven't even really dealt. It's very disappointing when you recognize going into that situation that we could have beat the Chiefs, and then you look at that Ravens team, and you recognize we could have destroyed those Ravens too. Sean McDermott has always coached well against Lamar Jackson, and I don't think it would have changed right now. It is what it is, man. Listen, I'm going to get on out of here. I just wanted to stop and have a quick little vent session and also just catch up. I do want to thank everybody for the birthday love. My birthday was this past Sunday. Had a great time interacting with everybody online, and everybody who's reached out, sent me DMs or calls and text messages, and just all the love that I received. I appreciate it. It's really been probably one of the most difficult years last year for me. And things are getting better, and things are feeling a lot better just on a day-to-day basis. But I feel comfortable with my community with Buffalo, and I'm grateful that I can be open and transparent with you guys about things like anxiety and depression and mental health issues. And so I'm grateful that you guys have kind of had my back throughout this time. And I just want to let everybody know, man, I love y'all. And we're going to keep on pushing. We're going to keep this thing moving. And with that being the case, y'all know how we do it over here at Buffalo Rumblers. Y'all love each other. Take care of each other and live in peace. As always, stay positive. Test negative. Go Bills.
Code of conduct.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.